KQED.
California school districts are required to teach comprehensive sex ed classes based on science, if they teach sex ed at all. Most do, but in the Central Valley, home to some of the state's highest rates for sexually transmitted diseases and teen pregnancies, some parents say schools are failing to deliver the information their kids need. Alice Daniel has more from our Central Valley Bureau.
My name is Erin Garner Ford, and I'm the executive director of ACT for Women and Girls.
Garner Ford is on a university campus today working on a reproductive health and justice project. It's what ACT for Women and Girls does. Last year, ACT worked with Visalia Unified to update the school district's sex education program. Visalia now trains all its teachers in a state-recommended curriculum.
They recognized that it was time to make a change, and they did make that change.
She says many young women in ACT's Female Leadership Academy led the charge by first learning about the state education code's legal requirements and then educating the school board.
Our campaign came from the voices of individuals who were in the school district,
including Lisa Alvarado, who says teens have a right to accurate, comprehensive education.
It's the one thing that you can really fix by just educating the community. One person at a time, you can make so much change. I educated myself, and now all my friends are educated because I'm that go-to.
But in Clovis, a small conservative town outside Fresno, the district says it's keeping its high school sex ed curriculum in spite of parental request for change and now a lawsuit.
I'm very surprised that the school board did not act more quickly and did not take the very simple step of adopting a comprehensive sex education program that's approved by the California Board of Education.
Aubrey Smith is one of two parents suing the district, along with the Northern California ACLU and the American Academy of Pediatrics. Smith, a registered nurse, says the high school curriculum is severely lacking.
The current textbook for ninth grade has no information on condoms or contraception. It has no accurate information on how STDs are spread. They give tips for preventing spread of STDs. The first tip is be abstinent. And then second is get plenty of rest. Third is go out as a group. And fourth is respect yourself.
Clovis is breaking the law because it's required that they include information about condoms and contraception.
That's Phyllida Burlingame, Reproductive Justice Policy Director at the ACLU of Northern California.
Clovis is denying high school students that information and simply telling them that abstinence is the only way to prevent unintended pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases.
Clovis Unified responded in a statement. The district argues the lawsuit does not accurately describe its sex ed program, that it's a matter of interpretation, and the district is in compliance with state education code. That, of course, may be up to a judge once the case gets heard. But one Public Health Institute study shows 89% of parents in the North Mountains and Central Valley region support comprehensive sex education. That, coupled with cuts in health services, gives schools a powerful platform to make a difference, says Burlingame.
Young people are really often on their own to try to figure out these very difficult health decisions. Schools need to be a reliable place where they can get accurate health information to help them make healthy decisions.
Clovis Unified did change its middle school program last year after parents complained that a former preacher named Max Shaw was paid $37,000 to teach his Teen Choices curriculum to students annually. Two other Valley districts were told by the state to give up the curriculum because it gives misleading health information. Again, Phyllida Burlingame.
Teen Choices is built on an ideological agenda rather than a public health agenda. It operates from the premise and suggests to young people that any sexual activity outside the context of marriage, which is defined as the union between a man and a woman, is inevitably harmful at whatever point in life it occurs.
It's my community. I want them to be healthy. You know, I'm going to be a nurse. I don't want a 12-year-old to come in pregnant or a 14-year-old. I don't want anyone to come in that's not ready and prepared to have a child or an STD.
Clovis parent Micah Gaminti is one of the plaintiffs in the ACLU lawsuit. She was one of many who complained about the Teen Choices curriculum last year. Max Shaw did not return calls to his Teen Choices office, but Craig Bowden, superintendent of Washington Colony Elementary School District in the Central Valley town of Easton, says his school has used Teen Choices for years. He says students are not required to, but can sign an abstinence-only pledge.
It's a voluntary thing that if the students would choose to do that, they can, but they're not asked to, and it's not something that's even turned in. It was, if you choose to, here's a little, you know, a card that you could keep for yourself. Keep it in your wallet, keep it at home.
This year, Bowden says Shaw has switched to a different sex ed program developed by the Red Cross that meets education code and requires certification. Still, some educators fear Shaw might stray from the text and reflect his past teachings. Even though the State Department of Education audits some schools for compliance with the education code every year, the department says it is up to each of the 1,000 districts to abide by the law. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in the Central Valley.